Praise be Jesus Christ. Praise be Jesus Christ. Now and forever. The praise will always be ascribed to Jesus alone. And my brothers and sisters in Christ, as you all know, today we begin officially the Lenten season. We give God the praise and glory for the opportunity He has given to us. So we are believing in a God of a second chance, a third, a fourth, and also a fifth, and so on and on and on. A God who gives us opportunity to begin again, to have a reset. If I did not do it better or well some time ago, then I have another opportunity to do that. So we believe in a God that invites us every day to examine our motives, to examine our lives, to examine those moments which we may have turned back from Him or rejected His love, to come back to Him. Holy Mother Church understands in her own wisdom that most of us will really need something more concrete and tangible to help us have that reset or restart. That's why she gives us the season of Lent, a season of reflection, a season of humility, a season that calls us into a deeper re-examination of ourselves so that we come to live in imitation of the one who has called us into this journey, our Heavenly Father. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, today and tonight, we have been invited to go back to that first love which we first had for Him. We have been invited to go back to those first moments that have always been igniting love in our heart about just wanting to live for Him. So in a moment we would draw near to receive the ashes, a sign to us that God is God and we are not. A sign that helps us understand that we are invited to constantly rely on Him. A sign that helps us to draw near to a God that first loved us. He loves us to a point that He did just that on the cross for us. He loved us more than we even sometimes love ourselves. So, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it's a time to turn back the clock to that moment that we first love God in our lives. So let us pray at this Mass that He who has called us to make this journey will continue to grant us the grace and strengthen us to run the race to the finishing line, where we will all be rejoicing on that Easter morning. Brothers and sisters, let us humbly ask God our Father that He be pleased to bless with the abundance of His grace these ashes which we will put on our heads in penitence. O God,